Joanna, how's the hairiness going?
On a scale of 1 to 10, hairy.
She's still annoyed that I basically started talking about her hairy toes.
Oh my God, you've outed me to the world. I've got hairy blinking toes.
Anyway, we're not talking about hair this week. We're talking about sins. We're talking about self-sabotage. We're talking about being at Target. We're talking about...
And weighing at home.
And office temptations. It's all on here. It's your questions. It's listeners' questions. February 2020.
Wow, I didn't know you were going to go into song then, Mrs.
Well, our bellies are full, and you can hear the humdrum of the Slimming World canteen in the background behind us. We've come to the room of beautiful white where I imagine the perfect wedding reception would be held in the sparkly castle as we catch up. And we've had some interesting conversations while we've been here, because if you're new to the podcast, then hey, it turns out we've been going for a year, but as of the last couple of weeks, we are now sponsored by Slimming World.
So exciting. Yeah. The food we've just eaten, the things we've just found out. Are you full? I'm so full. In such a good way.
Tell us, what did you have for dinner?
I had a pasta bolognese bake with a side of sin-free coleslaw.
Yeah, and I had like some mushroom risotto thing that was on the vegan menu. So.
Except you asked me to get your veg and I picked up broccoli and cheese and thought this is a bit shiny. It wasn't until I almost went to put it on your plate that I realised I was giving the vegan cheese.
Oh,
so sorry about that, darling.
Isn't that crazy?
Did you like the infused water we got though? We got a bit of posh water, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for squash. Anyway, so with a similar podcast, and once a month we open the doors to listeners' questions. You send us your thoughts, things that you're hitting walls with, things that you're struggling with. And this is a podcast that we do mostly from our personal experience we talk about. So we always say, look, if there's things that you're really struggling with, do check with your consultants and also your GP as well. Use common sense on this stuff.
We ain't doctors, are we?
We're not doctors, so bear in mind that. But it seems to be that for the month of the February, I made it rhyme. Did you see that?
Really?
That there are clearly some themes about right now. But there were also some things that you sent us that we got a little bit stuck and we've had to go and do some research on. So whilst we've been like hiding out here in the Slimming World head office, we've been tapping people on shoulders, the relevant people who were authorised to do so, to just make sure that the things that we're going to say are hopefully going to be right. Yeah, so
there were some things that really stumped me as a consultant, so we've gone away and done some investigating, haven't we?
And see, Anna's been doing Slimming World for what, nearly 20 years?
It is 20 years, yeah.
And 9 years as a consultant.
And there was one question, I had to go to the higher powers, didn't I?
Yeah, but you know, we always talk about on this podcast about kind of being curious and getting to know more. And like one of the things that we've realised in my 8 years that I've been doing Slim World, I went from someone that barely even ate a banana to now like kind of going and looking into, well, why is one food more energy dense than the other? I've kind of really thrown myself into the education of Slimming World. So like it's such a fascinating way to kind of like work out. And at no point do you ever kind of stop thinking that you might be able to trick the plan or you might be fixed or something.
But I think that's the great thing about Slimming World, isn't it? There's as much detail as you want to go into, as much simplicity as you need.
Yeah.
So for someone like you, it's brilliant. But someone like me, it's equally as brilliant because I like pictures.
So the thing is, right, there's different ways that you can contact us. So first of all, if you are tapped onto this podcast, what I would ask you to do is hit subscribe or follow right now, so you make sure that you get every episode, because there's going to be some themes of things that we're talking about in the next few weeks. And the other thing is, if you could possibly help us, we are trying to we had to kind of, our feed split in two a few months ago, and we're trying to build up the number of reviews that we have so that we can reach more people who may be doing the Slimming World plan from afar, a lot online. Maybe they're not going to group, and so we want to make sure we reach those people. So every review that you leave helps us kind of get boosted so that we can reach those people who might be struggling. So do a good deed today if you can, and leave us a review, hopefully a nice one.
Yes, please, a nice one. You can also contact us on Instagram as well. We love our DMs, don't we, and our comments on Insta. Also our email, am I going to get this right? It's slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, but you said it so quickly, no one will remember it.
slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, she went into a voiceover mode then. Anna used to be a voiceover artist, and I've worked in radio. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
We slip into that.
Yeah, but I talk so fast because I used to do the terms and conditions, and you know, when you have to talk like that really fast, that's why I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was actually really impressive.
Yeah. So that's why sometimes I don't realise how fast I'm talking. So tell me to slow down.
I never knew that about you. You're full of little secrets.
Yeah.
And so, like, the thing that me and Anna love doing, I mean, this is quite a glamorous location, I have to say.
It's warm, it's dry, yeah. It's got light.
I mean, last listeners' questions, we were in a very noisy coffee shop.
We were.
We often go to coffee shops, don't we?
We like a coffee shop.
Coffee shops and cars is mostly where our podcasts come from.
I wondered where you were going with that, darling. Yeah, but we've been fed today. We're in a warm atmosphere. We're fully submerged in everything in the sparkly castle, aren't we?
Okay, right. So there's so many places to start. I just want to start with a couple of shout-outs, right?
Oh, yes.
I've got to say hello to Amber, who sent a message that made me giggle. She said, our podcasts make her think, they make her cry, but they mostly make her laugh.
Oh, God bless
you. And she said that we are the reason that she signed up to Instagram. Oh. So welcome, Amber. Welcome to the Instagram world.
We're not a big letdown, love.
Just a note, actually, that sometimes on Instagram we do lives as well.
Normally from a car?
Normally from a car in a supermarket, car park.
Or is my two-year-old having a tantrum in the back?
Yeah, so if you need like a little extra hit and you want to see what we're up to, we do post on there. Sarah, who's in the Scallop crew down in Sussex, a long-term listener, sent us a message about the Free Food Festival. And good luck if you're doing your cook-offs in your groups this week. she basically said that she needs that tea towel.
Do you know what? I lost my box of tea towels and I found them again because I was so worried they were going to be on eBay for about 50 quid a tea towel. They are immense. Mine are under security guard in my venue right now.
So if you go into group or you're not, then basically the Free Food Festival means there's a cook-off amongst members.
Yeah.
And listen to our episode a couple of weeks ago, Free Food is Your Friend, where basically, you know, the lady who is kind of head honcho in sorting some of this out and one of the judges talks about what's going to happen. The Great British Bake Off dude is going to be judging.
The winner, yeah. How exciting. My members are so excited and getting seriously competitive. So it's exciting to see what's going to be cooked up.
Mm-hmm. Also, a quick shout out to a couple of people who say they're a target. So we, you know, we're not forgetting you guys too. Zana sent a message saying that she has... she and two other members have got a nickname about the Three Musketeers. Aww. And they have like little competitions between each other to kind of keep spurring each other on, and the loser has to buy the hi-fi bars. And she wanted to say thank you to her consultant Angie, who deserves a medal. I'm not quite sure how to say the name of the place where you are.
Don't ask me, I'm dyslexic.
Brechin, I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have to discover. This is like us to saying we didn't even know where Sussex was.
We knew where Sussex was, but couldn't really put it on a map.
No, we couldn't. So every day we are learning, Zana. But
every
that was a cute
a
little
day.
Story. So let's get into like the major topic.
Yes.
Okay. We had so many questions that we were like, maybe we need to theme some of these. And the number one theme of this was absolutely self-sabotage bingers.
Oh, it happens so much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a trap I used to get so caught in. What about you? Were you doing the same?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of doing like a power to Easter run at the moment.
Oh, yeah,
where
your
I've got
week.
Like I've put something on my kitchen wall. It's on a piece of cardboard. It's not glamorous at all.
Doesn't have to be, does it?
And I'm going back doing my food diary for the next 8 weeks. I'm doing my food diary.
But it's been working for you, hasn't it?
And it has, you know. Mm. Yeah, I smashed 4.5 pounds off last week. And, you know, I've been on doing this journey for the last 2 years, and people say, oh, you can only get that loss on your first week. But I kind of proved to myself that was poo-poo.
Yeah.
That was poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that self-sabotage thing, I think it happens for a number of reasons. First one being, you're kind of really close to somewhere, like Target.
Mm.
You're really close to a reward. Or you've regained some weight and you maybe feel the pressure that you're putting on yourself to lose it.
or in the beginning that kind of restriction's been too much.
That's really funny. Right, so let me read through some of the people that sent messages. So Rachel describes herself as a snackaholic. She doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, but biscuits, chocolates and crisps are her guilty, like, splurge.
Yes.
How do we handle the guilt after the binge? But I want to say congratulations to you, Rachel, because you've lost 11.5 pounds since November. That's great. Tina says, so she's been doing similar for the last 4 years.
Wow.
Lost 5.5 stone.
Oh, my gosh.
Was 5 pounds away from Target just before Christmas and then has put 7 pounds on. Oh, she can't stop eating rubbish. Help. I've got to say, Tina, that Michelle commented a little bit further down on our post on Instagram was feeling exactly the same. Bindu talks about the hard points for her are before weigh-in. She just seems to go mad. So that has been kind of a bit of a theme around people and self-sabotaging. I'm summarizing the stories rather crudely because we've got so many things to get through, but like, you know, like we've talked about like triggers before, haven't we?
Yes,
and
totally.
Like, why do we do that? I thought it was interesting. So I'm a member, Anna's a consultant, just in case you don't know.
Yeah.
And I've been I've been a member in Anna's group, you know, previously. I'm sitting in your group sometimes and most people seem to be all right on meals, but snacks are what kill them off.
Yeah. And I think the snacks, no one's ever been triggered by like a pasta bolognese or, you know, kind of you eat your meal, but you're satisfied by it, aren't you? Because you get the filling power. But the snacks have so many emotional connections, don't they? Mm. Like the high fat, the high sugar, the high enjoyment. And I think the best thing that I found, because I was really massively triggered by chocolate and crisps and wine altogether, is that I realised I couldn't just have a small piece of chocolate and I couldn't just have one packet of crisps or one glass of wine. So it was recognising that A, it was a trigger, and recognising that something had to change.
Mm.
I don't have them very often now because I just can't have one piece of chocolate, and I was trying to fit those things into my 15 sins a day and I never got there. You don't, do you?
Nah. It's like tiredness. Tiredness is what gets me.
Yes.
There's a lady in one of the groups I went to a few weeks ago, and she said, my mouth was open and I just fell on a packet of baskets.
Baskets?
Biscuits. And we all knew exactly what she meant when she said it. And it's just like when you're tired.
Or stressed or upset or, you know, feeling like your weight loss is so far away, or, you know, someone said something hurtful to you. I fell into some lemon cake the other week when I was really sad. Did the lemon
face
cake
first.
Yeah. Did the lemon cake make me feel any better? For about 4 seconds, and then it set in. So what really helps me, and I would direct any member, is the Be Delighted booklet. Page 28.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, page 28 and page 29 are super, super helpful for getting to know what your triggers are, what your danger zones are, and where potentially you might have more subconscious ones, because I think it's the subconscious ones we don't recognise.
Well, on my little piece of cardboard that I've got, I mean, I'm sure there's far more glamorous planners that you can buy at Slimming World, but because it's over like... it's actually over a 10-week period that I've started it. I've put what might stop me.
Ah, good call.
And so I've had to list all the things that might stop me that week.
Yeah.
From which nights I'm going to be out. And then what three things am I going to focus on this week?
Love this.
And I got that from doing, I've done the Be Delighted book.
Three times.
Yeah. And what that helped me think was big picture rather than week by week.
Yeah.
So I'd kind of think over like, almost like if you're musical, like a phrase rather than just a word or a note.
I'm not musical, but thanks.
Yeah, you know, like,
no,
rather than just thinking like word by word, week by week, thinking a bit bigger picture. And like, I knew that I was going to be eating out twice this week.
Yeah.
So then that made me motivated that actually there are a couple of days that I really do, if I want to get this weight loss, then I've got to rein it in. And it helped me step away from like the emotions and making tired emotional decisions. And almost, it's just planning, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, I hate planning.
Do you know, I did
I'm so sick of it.
Bless you.
It's like if you don't plan, you just can't go anywhere. And
wait till
you
have
coming
kids.
Back to the same answer.
Yeah, you can't go for a wee without planning it when you've got kids, Claire. Do you know what I found how I sabotaged this week?
What did you find when you
sabotaged
this week? It feels like a bad joke.
I only needed to lose a pound this week, right?
Yeah.
So normally I go out and I'm like, right, I want 4 pounds. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to plan this in. But I was like, I only need a pound. we'll go and have a bit more ice cream.
Oh, no.
Oh, you only need a pound. It's all right, Anna. You can have some of Daisy's Maltesers. Oh, you only need... I've sabotaged myself. I've not lost a pound. Because I was just like, oh, I only need a pound. So almost...
But isn't that a bit like what Bindu's saying? Like, she does really well, and then just before weighing, it's like, oh!
Yes. I used to get so scared I wouldn't achieve my weight loss goal in my mind. I'd eat a pack of biscuits.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, can't go to weighing. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. I'd be the last person on the scales. I'd feel sick. So I think it's, for me, writing down what you're feeling, what you're thinking. I do a food diary now. Just for this last bit of my weight loss with my emotions. And I found out the week before last, 80% of the time I ate was because of an emotion, not because of a hunger.
Well, you know, looking here, Lorraine sent us an email, and Lorraine, you sent loads of bits, but I just wanted to kind of pick out this little section because I think this is really relevant on self-sabotage. She says that, you know, underlying for her is that she doesn't feel like she deserves to lose weight, and now that's self-sabotaging, and she doesn't want to necessarily stay to group, and it doesn't feel like she's kind of really getting that support that she wants. But the underlying thing, and I totally understand where
that's
you come from, Lorraine, my biggest thing that I end up kind of coming down to whenever I get stuck is that underneath I don't really feel that I deserve it. I don't feel like I'm good enough. And I think many of us come to this situation because culturally it's acceptable to eat your way through. Probably isn't to go and take hard drugs.
No.
But maybe eating a big cake is culturally...
Or drink wine for 12 hours a day. Yeah, totally.
Sure,
yeah.
But I mean, is that what you mean, like, by kind of looking at the triggers and looking at the emotions behind what
the subconscious
are you doing?
Ones, like, is it because I don't feel worthwhile? Is it because I failed before? Is it because I feel, you know... like I'm so sad about my life that what's the point, because life's rubbish. I'm really getting to know yourself, because I think if you know yourself as a slimmer, you're going to make far better plans around it. That's what I've learned from my journey. I know I'm going to get the train home today. I know that there's going to be the lady with the coffee who comes out with the chocolates, and I'm going to be a bit knackered when I get on the train. And so I've already visualised I'm just ordering a cup of tea. The word chocolate is not going to come out of my mouth. And I've had to practice that on the way here, because otherwise I'm going to be like knee deep in four chocolate bars.
In my car, because I drove and you got the train.
Yeah.
In my car, I've got like little packs of chopped carrots, strawberries. I've got like four dates.
Oh, have you? I like a date.
What else have we got? I've got my my health HB is chia seeds and... fat-free Alpro yogurt.
Nice.
With some strawberries and berries and
having
red currants.
Food.
Having
fun.
It in, yeah, because then you can stop and you can just eat rather than, like, service stations are like an
nemesis.
Yes, especially when I'm driving as well, because, yeah, you probably do need to stop to go for a wee, and then whilst you're there, then you go and get a coffee.
Yeah. I used to get sweets.
Because you feel tired and you've had a long day. You
and
feel like you
reward.
Want to treat yourself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I think for all those lovely people that message us about the self-sabotage, own it, grab it, grab those feelings, write them down, see what it is that you really see you're struggling with. If it's your snacks, you've got to look at changing them. That's what's really worked for me, and that was the recommendation I always got. It's not necessarily saying that would be the thing you do, but I just cut them out, change them.
I want to say hello to Jessica as well. So Jessica sent us a message, and that she's really struggling. In fact, the phrase she used on her message was that she's lost control.
Oh, darling.
However, I just want to say, like, congratulations, first of all, Jessica, and well done. So she's got a baby that's 10 months old.
Oh, babe.
And in the first 8 weeks after the baby was born, she lost 4 stone. She got, you know, I'm guessing it's baby weight. She got rid of baby weight, 4 stone.
Wow.
But some of it's crept back on, and now that loss is only 2.5 stone. And she's beating herself up. Like, she's stuck, she's self-sabotaged, and she's lost control.
Oh.
I don't know if it's your first child or second, but you've just had a baby.
I think you're describing me.
Did you do this?
Yeah, so I food optimised the whole way through pregnancy, gained 13 pounds, and Daisy was, by the time Daisy was 3 weeks old, I was 30 pounds lighter. Loving life, absolutely smashing it. And then Daisy started to wean, and within the first 6 weeks of her weaning, I'd put 13 pounds back on.
Yeah.
Because I was eating all the croissants, I was eating all the brioche, and it was just the thing that literally I felt exactly how you felt. I managed to nail this weight loss when I first had her, and now I'm sinking in a deep black hole. What I had to recognise is actually the first bit of having a baby, although it's really tough in terms of sleeping and all of that, it's actually easier because you've got loads of people around you who want to make you food, and you're getting loads and loads of support. The baby's like 10 months old, you're there, you're looking after it, they're eating, they're totally into everything, and you're getting no time for yourself. You're also knackered, so forgive yourself, it's done. Let's help you, or your group help you with a really strong plan to go and have things there. So for me, what worked was I stopped giving Daisy brioche and croissants. She didn't need them. So giving Daisy the things that I could food optimize really helped. So I just didn't eat it because I didn't need any excuse to eat her stuff. But I think where you're at from the new mums I meet is totally normal, because I think the desire when you first have a baby is like, oh my gosh, I can do it, I've sprung back, and then reality hits, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 10 months in, you're like 10 months into no sleep, and it's an exhausting thing. So
saying about tiredness, yeah.
Oh my God, babe, I've been there. My little girl's nearly 3 now, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. There really is. I would say by the time she was a year old, I had it nailed, so you're okay.
But she still doesn't sleep through the night?
No, but I've learnt to deal with that. So, I sleep in 3-hour blocks, so that's fine. It's just knowing that when I'm that exhausted, what I'm going to do. I had 5 hours last night.
Sounds horrific.
Do you know what it is? The joy of your child brings you a lot, but the sleep is one of the hardest things I've ever been through. I used to sleep 12 hours a night, and it was the thing that has broken me the most.
12 hours?
Yeah. That's why I'm never having another child, ever. I would be that person. I'd fall asleep at a party, Claire. You would always find Anna in the heap of coats.
Wow.
Yeah. So, darling, totally, Jessica, totally get where you're at, sweetheart. Totally get how you're feeling. But please know you're not a failure. You've not done anything wrong. You can absolutely get this sorted, I promise you.
Somebody else sent a message about shift work, actually.
Oh,
I'm just
going
to sign the message. Oh, I've lost it all on my phone.
So about shift patterns, but it was, and how to handle it, and when to eat, and upside down eating.
Yeah, and there was an article that was on the website, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was
a couple
shift.
Of weeks ago.
So a couple of things that came
up. Oh, here we go. I've got it. Hang on. Oh, Kirsty. Kirsty from Doncaster.
Hi, Kirsty.
Who's half a pound away from her 3 stone award.
Oh my God, that deserves a round of applause.
So here we go. She works a shift pattern that only allows her to go to get weighed group every other week. Find the second week, I'm so much more focused and food optimised really well. But the first few days of the first week, I tend to have more sins and seem more hungry. Although I'm quite positive in my journey, I do believe it's subconscious thought that I know I have 2 weeks till I next weigh in.
Yes.
Any tips for shift workers who can't attend every week, just keeping that focus? I mean, I haven't had a baby, but I have done shift
work. You've had a shift work.
Yeah, I mean, how many years? Several years anyway. I was getting up about 3:30 in the morning, which is the middle of the night, which to be honest was the worst shift pattern. I've done nights. Now I now work nights, not as much as I used to, but they're like 9 p.m.
what
to 9 a.m.
So if you woke up at 3:30, what time would you finish work?
You start work at 5 and you'd finish at 1. But the whole thing was like, I felt like I needed to have 4 meals. I was constantly hungry.
Yeah.
Actually, what my body needed was sleep.
Yeah.
And the idea of, for me, doing the split sleep didn't work because I never got any deep sleep.
Yes.
And that's where the trigger really started for me. The shift work thing is really interesting. And I guess let's separate the shift work with the weigh-in every 2 weeks, Kirsty.
Yeah.
So the shift work, I think you're right about the planning. The one good thing that I do find when I do night shifts is that the canteen isn't open, so I can't go and do that. There's vending machines, but I don't really ever carry cash. So whatever I take, I have to eat. So it forces me to plan.
Yes.
The only thing is that there's always more cake and chocolate. And do you remember the episode that I did on the night shift where I had a piece of paper with a pen next to me and there was all this free cake and chocolate, and every time I wanted it, I just noted down the time on a piece of paper.
Wow.
And by the time I got to about 7 a.m., I'd written down 8 times that I'd wanted it, and by the time I thought, okay, I'm ready for it now, and I'd eaten my breakfast and everything, it's gone. But it was that, it's the phrase that I use, surf the urge. It's a real thing, so go Google it if you struggle with temptations.
It's really
anyway
helpful.
So it's all kinds of different types of meditation stuff, but just noting it, not acting on it, was really, you know, just just crazy. But soup is what kind of kept me going.
Oh,
but
really?
Interesting, another lady in a group that I was in the other week also does shift work, works in a hospital, and they were explaining it's kind of weird. You only get the language if you do shift work. The weird things that happen, like your body bloats, your metabolism slows. You don't go for a wee most of the night when you're on shift, but then as soon as you want to go to sleep, your body wants to wee. Because of all like the weird hormone things going on. Yeah. But also trying to keep your food meals at the same time that you would if you were not doing a night shift.
God, that's hard, isn't it?
That's what I try and do. So I eat my breakfast as a breakfast in the morning before I go to bed. I eat my evening meal before I go on shift.
Oh, wow.
And then I might have a bit of soup around midnight just to keep me warm, because your body temperature drops,
doesn't it? Naturally,
so it's all these kind of weird stuff. But I thought the article on the Sunwell website was really handy. But I do think it comes down to, unfortunately, planning. The thing like about weighing in every couple of weeks, that's interesting, isn't it? I decided not to take any holidays.
Yeah, you were brilliant.
I kind of have gone, I know that's unusual.
Yeah, but this might be a shift pattern. We do have it where there's literally no leeway in that week to get to a group on the time.
Sure, I get that.
The thing that's really, I'm thinking in my mind is, you know when you did the interview with Linda about concentrating more on the habits that you form?
So the mind your language episode.
Yeah, to create that outcome. I'm thinking what you're perhaps trying to do is you're having like this week off and then this week of trying to lose weight, rather than thinking about everything I put in my mouth.
Long-term lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think maybe what might help you is don't concentrate on the numbers, concentrate on each day and thinking, am I doing the very best that I want to do for my food optimizing, rather than that rush to lose weight for group? Because otherwise you're getting perhaps in a diet mentality, rather than thinking, actually, do you know what, if I just roll with this each day, rather than trying to give myself that kind of... almost deprivation might be happening. Do you know, I remember...
But then if you were target member, you might not necessarily want to weigh in every week anyway. You would...
Different though, isn't it? Because you're in a different headspace with the weight loss type thing.
Yeah.
And I think when you're at target, you've got that flexibility. Sorry, I talk with my hands. So much flexibility when you're at target, because you can eat some more energy and maintain your weight. But I think for this, it's got to be perhaps maybe just thinking a little bit more about, well, I know I weigh every 2 weeks, so my weigh week is 14 days. Not thinking I'm missing group, I just weigh every 14 days.
Yeah.
And knowing that that's what you get, so that you're kind of taking that pressure off that number almost.
You're still planning, I suppose, what's going to come up in the next 14 days that could stop me. Yeah.
And I think what I used to find is if I couldn't make group, I used to treat it as a, oh my God, I'm going to go and eat everything that I want because I've got 2 weeks to catch it up. And that was the wrong mentality for me to lose weight. So it might be just thinking about that mindset a little bit. I don't know, that might help in terms of rather than sabotaging and getting a bit restricted, because that's the worst feeling, isn't it?
Office temptations, just thinking about the cake thing. Elle sent us a message about cakes and biscuits. Now, you don't work in an office, but how do we survive that? Well, there you go. My surf the urge thing, Elle, might actually really help you. Do check that out.
I put 2.5 stone on after I graduated, going to work in an office. That was in 7 months.
Well, a lot of time you just sat down as well, aren't you?
Well, I used to work in advertising and I used to manage a sweet bowl. And the sweet bowl that would be on the coffee table in reception must have had, 600 sweets in it. And I just used to go and take maybe handful, 12, 16.
One for you, one for
me. Yeah, totally. And I think for me, what I had to do was just not have one. Because
it's a gateway.
Yeah, because I always think...
You don't really count sweets, do you?
No, but also, the cake in the office, the biscuits in the office, do I really, 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 truly want that? Is a sweaty Jaffa cake or another well-known biscuit that's been out for 12 hours...
Or is it a cake?
Yeah, something that's really, really... I'm going to remember, I want to enjoy my sins on. Or is it because I'm tired, I'm stressed, I haven't taken my lunch break, I need to go and get some fresh air? You know, those type of things. I always used to brush my teeth also while I was in work.
chewing gum,
toothbrush, have like a herbal tea, because the herbal tea never ever goes with a biscuit.
I know, it's just sometimes when you are doing Slimmer World and other people who just seemingly don't seem to put any weight on, and you sit next to them and they're there eating four or five, and then you pull out your little tiny hi-fi bar and herbal tea, and you just sit there feeling sorry for yourself. But, like, oh God, is this what my life is?
Don't feel sorry, you're making a choice. You want to lose weight.
What do you want more?
Yeah, you want to lose weight. No one said this was going to be easy, Claire.
Nah, choice, not deprivation. Yeah. I mean, that is not what you want to be thinking at that moment.
No,
I hear you.
But I think it's recognising.
But you know when you step on the scales and you've paid $4.95 and you step on the scales and you have not lost weight or you've gained and you're like, well, what is the point? I may as well just go and eat the cake. Actually, if you step on the scales and you did say no... Well, what's that thing as well that I remember my first ever consultant used to say, if you say no three times, it could be a pound off or something.
Well, I say it. It's about the choices, the three.
And you say it.
Yeah, my old consultant. That's because you ditched me.
No, it wasn't you, actually. It was my first consultant, Sue. So in your face.
I was her manager. That's where she got it from.
Oh,
chicken.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, God, you're everywhere. It's all about you, isn't it?
Isn't it? All about me. That thing, saying no three times really works.
Because so if you think, did I say it right?
Well, yeah.
Saying no three times.
Yeah, so basically...
This is a podcast that's sponsored by Slimming World. No, you can't be making things up. This is a legitimately well-informed podcast.
Let me tell you where it
But
came
I understand
from.
The sentiment behind it, and I get
research.
It, and it's true.
Yeah, so what?
Well, not true. I see where you're going with it.
She doesn't want me to win.
Put your hand down. Sorry. She keeps covering her mouth with her hand, and then you can't hear what she's rabbiting on about.
Right.
What rubbish are you going to say now? Come on.
It did come from a bit of research.
Oh, right. That's good.
But I made it into my own kind of catchphrase.
Oh, really?
No, basically.
It's another T-shirt.
No. You're horrible to me, you are. My glasses are steaming up.
Easy.
Basically, if you said no three times a day or an hour or a situation, you're far more likely to lose a pound than if you said yes. That's where the thought process comes from.
Oh,
so imagine,
right.
There's nothing more.
I was like, how can you measure being exactly a pound? It could be 5 pounds.
You said no four times today. You got no. What I meant was, if you say no to actually know the choices.
It's like that slogan when you were a kid. Just say no.
You leave me alone. Next question, please.
No. I said it three times. Found. I think, but it's those little things that really make me think about things.
Yes,
completely differently.
Well, it's that, like you say, surfing the urge. It's taking the time to take a step back. Actually, do I truly want this piece of chocolate cake that's been touched by 20 of my colleagues who've been to the toilet and not washed their hands? Or do I want to lose weight? That's what I think. It's like when Daisy offers me something now. She made cupcakes the other day. Mummy, you have cupcake? No, Daisy. I know where your hands have been. So, yeah, it's those little things that you remember. Any mums of toddlers will know, or dads of toddlers will know, that you don't eat the cake that your child has made you, ever.
Oh, so maybe that helps you, Elle.
Yeah.
Let's stay with sins, because sins is always, like, on the listener's question list.
Jesus, no.
Right. Julie and Kent made an interesting comment here. What is the thinking behind, like, why... Sins count per day, whether we count sins per day or per week.
Okay. So,
because you get all these different apps, can't you? Let's face it, where it's you count down,
you count up, you count in between.
Yeah,
you count,
like, so how do you do yours?
So
it's
it's
like a popular Easter egg advert, isn't it? How do you use yours?
I think, oh God, it's descended, hasn't it? I think it's choice, 100% choice. You can use your 105 if you can get that continued weight loss. But I think what's really, really important to think about is, could you really go a few days with no sins? Because that would mean no gravy if you were using, you know, granules. It would mean if someone made you a brew and you went over your milk, where would those sins come from? The milk. So I know that for my best weight losses, it's having it daily, because that is about making long-term habit changes. What always concerns me when my members say that they have a lot of sins in one go is that they're trying to fit old lifestyle into food optimizing, and it doesn't always work. I think, you know, be honest with yourself. Some days you may need a bit more flexibility, and you may need 4, 5, 10, 12, 20 more sins, but it's not about having them all in one go and restricting. Is what I've found. That's not how I've best lost weight. But it's all down to choice. And if you are losing weight and you're using them in one go, that's fine. But if you ever struggle with it, be the first thing I would ever talk to one of my members about doing.
It's even just counting them. You know, the yeah. things that I've been doing on my food diary. The reason I got that loss last week, that mega loss, I'm so proud of that.
4.5 pounds.
The reason I got that loss is because I went back to doing my food diary and actually writing what was sins. And some of the things that I thought were like, say, 4 sins were actually 6.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you do that a few times a week and you're adding on like 15 sins anyway, just from that one thing.
Exactly. And then you're not measuring your healthy extras. And then that's why it snowballs. So, you know, if you really want to go back and concentrate on it, free food is that stuff that is there to keep you full, that is there to keep you satisfied, that is there to help you really lose weight. Then you've got all those healthy extras, but then you've got those high risk things, which are the sins. And that's why they are there in smaller amounts. So I think another tip I would always give someone is think about the free food first, because ideally when we're so full from the free food and satisfied with that and the healthy extras, sins are just going to be a little add-on. I think if you're in a headspace where you're constantly focusing on sins, to me that would mean that we maybe need to readjust the free food a little bit.
With sins,
yeah,
couple of questions here, more about other parts of the plan, which thought was different. Hayley says, why does free fruit become sinned when it's blended or cooked?
Do you mean fruit?
Fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said fruit. Food.
Food.
Oh, my God.
You can't cook your food, Claire.
Why does free food become a sin when it's blended or cooked? No, you can't. You just have to eat it raw, everyone. Jeez, sue me now. How have I even got a job on this podcast?
We've been sponsored, have we?
Yeah, not anymore. It just ended right there. Why does fruit become sinned when it's blended or cooked?
So this is about getting the maximum satisfaction from your free food. So
what's that new word that we learned today?
Satiation. Satiation. We learned today, didn't we, that the process of satisfaction begins from the moment your eyes look at the food.
Well, we say we learnt this. We spoke to the Slimmer World's head of nutrition today.
Dr. Jackie Lavin.
To ask some questions, of which we're hoping we're going to get a podcast episode with her in the next month. She's amazing.
She's incredible.
To ask all of our crazy little questions in our own little heads.
She was really kind, wasn't she? Yeah. She didn't belittle us in any way, which is lovely.
She also says that Margaret even calls her on speed dial and says, I've just read this in the paper.
Is it true? Margaret talks?
Yeah.
Margaret's got a proper Derbyshire accent.
I'm not even going to offend anybody sat in Derbyshire doing
in
a
Derbyshire
accent. And I live in Derbyshire now. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so going back to why we're sinning fruit. So basically, you would have the propensity to overconsume for less satisfaction if you blended it, cooked it, stood on it, had it dried or juiced. So this is about using the food in the most efficient way to keep you satisfied, because we want you to lose weight.
Okay. I'm not going to question it. I mean, there's so many times I just want to question the plan and say, but why
do you want to question it?
Yeah.
We want to question it because we want to beat it. We've done all the thinking. Don't overthink it.
Andy says, why can't you carry healthy extra A's or B's over? So you can with sins, but you can't with healthy extras.
We're thinking about recommended daily allowances of fibre and calcium and keeping you healthy. And so we know they're there for the day. So sadly, good question, but you can't have 14 lots of cheese on a Sunday.
We're trying to trick the system, aren't
we? We're trying to get you to lose weight, aren't we?
Now, this one is an interesting. We had to go and, like, look into this one, okay? Hayley asked something. Hayley's a long-term Slimming Worlder person. Slimming Worlder person. Slimming Worlder?
She says she doesn't
member.
Drink, but I don't
Slimming
believe
World
her.
Member. That's the phrase. Jeez, this is going to go downhill, isn't it? It's the only plan
it's
that's ever...
It's going to go downhill. It's gone downhill.
It's at the bottom. Yeah. It's the only plan that's ever worked for me. So really believes in the plan. Understands that when you want to lose weight, you've got to have a calorie deficit. But when she tries to explain sins to other people, she's not quite sure that she's kind of explaining it as it actually works. So what she was trying to say was, here's a dramatic example. She was saying, let's have a Muller light that's 100 calories, one sin, a packet of popcorn that's 100 calories but is 5 sins. So if you use your 15 sins a day, you could have 15 yogurts or 3 packets of popcorn, but your calorie consumption is going to be pretty different. So she says, I hope no one is actually eating 15 yogurts a day.
Mm-hmm. Been there, I've done it.
Yeah. But can we help explain, like, how the science behind it really. She knows, she likes the fact she doesn't have to worry about calorie counting.
Yeah.
But how does it kind of work? And we had to kind of go and...
We had to talk to two people, didn't we?
We had to go and really kind of understand. So you sent us on a little bit of a rabbit warren,
yeah,
Hayley.
Yeah, which was really interesting because I knew the answer, but I didn't really want to confuse anyone in my explanation. So basically, it goes back to that premise. It's really descended today, isn't it?
Yeah.
The yogurt is packed full of free food. The yogurt is going to be full of fat-free yogurt, so it has got a free food part to it. So that's why it's lower sin. The popcorn, think how easy it is to eat that popcorn and not be full from
it. It's got fibre.
Yeah, not very much when you look at it in terms of free food, fibrous food.
Yeah.
So basically, it's got a higher sin value because... it doesn't have all the properties of the free food in it, or the things like the calcium in it and stuff. So it's about going back to satiation. The yogurt is going to keep you fuller. And if you're, you know, really food optimizing, you may be packing that with some speed free food or some free food. So you're making something that's going to really, really fill you up for kind of less kind of energy, but more density. So that's why it will have a lower sin value.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's also just like, getting a bit curious and looking on the packaging. I got caught out, actually. I thought I could potentially get away with this nut roast that I bought.
Oh yes.
And I didn't have, my phone wasn't with me, so I looked on the back and I thought, well, it's 10 grams of fat per 100 grams. It sounds like it's not too bad. The nut roast is only 200 grams itself.
Oh my God, that's tiny.
And I thought, well, it's got nuts in, so it's going to be sins. I wasn't expecting it to be free.
Were you trying to work that into your healthy extra, though? I can have 14 almonds.
Oh, no. And then I got home and I thought, I'm just going to see how many sins it was. 200 grams nut roast, 50 sins.
50.
I was
shut the front door, that's awful.
Like, what could we have for 50 sins?
You could have one bottle of Prosecco and two Whispers.
I don't know, more than that. Come on, I'm going. A Big Mac or something like that.
You could have
like
two Big
25.
Macs, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Two Big Macs. You could have just under, 4.5 McFlurries.
Yeah, I mean, that's all obviously not vegan, and I wouldn't take
now.
Of
course
you
wouldn't. It was you that brought the Big Mac up.
Yeah.
You could have
a lot of chocolate is what I would have. So why the heck would I waste it on 200 grams of a nut roast? Anyway.
But I think what I'm trying to come at with this, and when we spoke to Jackie and Rebecca about this, is don't try and break it. Don't try and overthink it. Your sins are there, your healthy extra is there, your free food is there, so that we can get you to lose weight and weight continuously.
Mm-hmm. Just picking up on some of the self-sabotage and getting back on track. A lady called Anna sent a message saying...
It was me.
It wasn't you, actually. I saw her picture.
Oh,
she
you?
Was not you. Basically, in a nutshell, she's just feels like she's gone so off track that she's too embarrassed to get back to group.
Oh, darling.
I always find it quite interesting when you go to group and it says how much weight you've lost as a group. And then I kind of wonder, I wonder how much weight we put on.
We don't disclose that because I don't think it's the most motivating thing in the world.
I know, but it feels like in the groups that I've been going to that February and end of January has been a difficult time for most people. It's the weather. You kind of have that kind of, it's January, it's New Year. And then you take on quite a lot and then you kind of either plateau or you start to lose your mojo or something. Like, I don't feel like I'm the only one. And then I just wonder whether for you, Anna, that when you do go back to group, you might find that you're not the only one.
You definitely won't be the only one. I had 7 ladies rejoin across 2 of my sessions last week, and they had all taken at least 8 to 10 weeks to get back into group. They'd felt that guilty. You're part of a family. No one is going to feel anything other than support and love for you. Let that part of your head that's saying you're a failure, you've messed up, be embarrassed, everyone's going to look at you. No one will.
What's interesting for Anna is that she was Target and now she says she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And so is there that kind of... that fear, I guess, of people who've reached Target, that then when they gain weight, or if they do gain weight, that they feel they can't go back to that group because they've let everybody down or something. I've heard people say that in group.
Never ever feel like that, sweetheart. Do you know what? When people have the courage to walk back in through my door, you are embraced. You are absolutely... I'm just astounded at people's courage. So, you know, Claire and I have both done it. I was at Target when I left. I was a size 8 and I walked back in a size 22. Like, I felt desolate, sweetheart. Really did. But know that your mind is a bigger kind of put down than anything else. You're not going to face that in reality. Mm-hmm. Keep us posted, won't you? And let us know when you get to a group, because you will really, really be so glad that you did. I had an ex-Target member come in and she thought she was well out of Target, and she got on the scales. She was £7 out of Target and 2 weeks back in, and she's back in her Target range.
Wow.
So, you know.
So then we slip back into that mindset that we've kind of been used to berating ourselves for years.
Yeah.
It's easily
it's
there.
It's a default
isn't
setting,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sarah, who is a Target member, congratulations.
Oh, well done.
Says that she wanted to kind of ask us, says she's at Target, but it's actually at the moment she is struggling. And she does go to group, but
fabulous.
Sometimes feels like that the consultant's attention is needed, that other people in the group need her help more. So she was asking, really, where is there extra support for Target members?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say to you, darling, talk to your consultant, because if I have got a Target member in my group and I've missed a trick and they're struggling, I need to know. Because as a Target member, I won't necessarily know you're struggling if you're within your lovely £3 kind
the
of
numbers
boundaries.
Don't say everything, do
yeah.
they?
Yeah, so please talk to us, please let us know. You have lots and lots of different midweek support. So on the website is the Target Zone, so it has the Slim for Life booklet. You've also got your Slim for Life booklet that hopefully you've been given in group. You've got the magazine, you've got buddies in group, you've got the website, you've got all of that kind of support. But the first place I would be is talking to your other group members. If you've got a Facebook group, but, you know, and it's in between group, get there. But talk to your consultant, let them help you. I have hundreds of Target members on file on my books, if you like, and they dip in and they dip out. And some of them will come in 6 months down the line, haven't weighed for 6 months, and be absolutely fine. Others will need to be there every week, and I need to help them. So just talk to us.
Yeah. It's interesting, Sarah, this is a common thing that comes up every month for our listeners' questions. There's always somebody who is at Target who is just finding it a bit tough. And we're actually in the process of making and gathering information to make a training for Target episode.
So, yeah, we're really excited about that, because
I'm just looking here, you know, Tina here, you know, she was £5 away before Christmas.
Yeah.
Man, I'm at the point where I'm like, what, £9-10 away from my Target,
and
I am stuck.
Right. So let's think about this. Just because you are getting close to getting to that weight that you have set doesn't necessarily mean you're fixed. And I think that's what a lot of us are doing, and we're putting this pressure on that I've got to get to this weight and then it's all meant to be okay. It's going to take a long time for your mind and your body to settle into that. You know, so I think we've got to be kind to ourselves, and we've really just maybe got to think about different headspaces and different learnings, because how you felt 5 stone ago is totally different to now.
Oh, yeah.
The impact and the need and the want to lose weight is not as great because you've shifted 5 stone. You know, and when you're not as feeling as desperately unhappy, there isn't that motivator as much, is there?
No.
And it's about finding that new why. So I think please know to any Target members, any near Target members, any members that feel like their weight's flying off but still not unhappy, talk to your consultant, talk to your group, let us support you.
Yeah,
got a bit passionate there, sorry.
No, that's all right, it's your job to be passionate.
Yeah, I just
absolutely
want to lift that burden from people. I know how you feel.
Well, I've gone back recently to just go doing things like I've done all my inches.
Oh, have you?
I did my knees for
did
you.
Did you? Oh, I'm so
I
proud.
Did do my knees. And also, even just things like I've got some scales that measure body fat.
I know.
I realised that whilst my weight had stayed the same, the body magic I've been doing in the past few weeks is changing my body shape. And my body fat went down like from 31% to 25% in just like the last 6 weeks.
Oh my
but my
gosh.
Weight had stayed about the same.
Yeah.
Up and down, you know, round and round. But it's kind of that element of just looking
be
at
inspired
all the different
by that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I have to quickly give a shout out to lovely Lisa, who after our body magic episode and you talking about boot camp went and did boot camp, and she's still alive, so I promised I'd say hello.
Oh
yeah.
And we had some lovely pictures as well of the when you were doing we did Let's Get Moving, and we said send a picture where you are. We had some pictures from beaches, from parks, from dog walks. It was fascinating where to see where you listen to these episodes.
Can we do an episode in the Caribbean, Claire? Come on, I reckon we can.
Okay, right, we're down to the final few questions. These are going to be quick fire ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this Anna versus Claire?
No, it's not Anna versus Claire. It's so competitive now.
Do you know what? I've never, ever been competitive. Ask Phil. I'm so not competitive, but I see you and I get competitive.
Oh, God. Thanks. Right. Okay. Jodie says lunch ideas on the move.
Well, okay.
It's basically what's in my car right now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Are you veggie? Are you vegan? Are you a meat eater?
No.
Okay. No. I don't know.
Oh,
you don't know? Okay. I would say I go for sushi. Because that's really, really low sin. I'll always go for a packet of ham, packet of chicken, chopped carrots, grapes, bananas, yogurt.
Yeah, how do I do this without saying brands? It's really difficult, isn't it? Oh, no. On the move? What?
You know, in the pouch and squeeze it in.
What the hell are you even on about? Jackie Potato is always
a
staple. I mean, I know that we're going to have someone critique and say, how boring.
Do you know what? Jacket potato is my favourite thing.
It just fills you up and it's warm in the weather like this. Oh. I mean, I look at, like, in my car, like I say, I had the chopped carrots, an apple. I mean, until a year ago, I had never actually taken an, if you put an apple in front of me and said bite into that, I'd never bitten into an apple.
Because you got chopped apple.
Well, yeah, and I just couldn't even. But now I always in my car I have apples and satsumas.
Have you got a favourite apple?
Pink Lady.
Yeah, I love a Pink Lady.
It's not great on the air miles.
Why, where are they grown?
A lot of them are South America.
Oh, are they? Didn't
know that. And it comes in loads of packaging.
And another call is I like a well-known soup that you pour some water on with noodles in. They're quite good. I also like a well-known fast food chain where you can drive in and get a salad.
Yeah, there's lots of them. Actually, all of them do that now.
Yeah.
And the Sins are in the app.
Yeah. Also, I like to get I've got a flask that keeps food hot for 12 hours. Mm. So cook it before I go, or warm it up and then put it in there.
Yeah, like the Slimmerwald soups in Iceland.
They're good.
For shift work, I used to just throw them in a flask. So I'd heat them up in a pan and then stick it in the flask. And I could just kind of like snack on it whenever I needed it. So you're getting your water, you're hydrating yourself, and you're getting a bit
double
of speed.
Whammy.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
And it's not going to break the bank either.
Making things like baked oats are good. They're good to snack on. Also, we've got the lunch pots at Iceland now.
Yeah.
They're good.
Right, this turned into a quick fire.
No, come on.
AdMad says, Sins in meals or snacks or both?
Both.
I think I probably end up using mine mostly for snacks. However, since I've been doing the vegan train, I've had to factor in that more things are sins, like my protein.
Yeah,
like if you get the jackfruit with
barbecue sauce, isn't it lush?
Yeah. However, I discovered in my local small express supermarket, I discovered they've got jackfruit in cans in water.
Yes.
I now know where it is. I could never find it.
Yeah.
It's not with the fruit.
Oh, in my local place.
It's where the beans are.
Oh, not in mine. I had 5 people in Tesco's looking for jackfruit.
Really?
Yeah. And they found it in 3 different aisles.
Wow.
Yeah. The pouches are by the beans, but the tins are in the fruit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Why am I whispering?
I don't know.
Like everyone around us is whispering.
Yeah, it's gone really quiet, hasn't it? Basically, lunch seems to like be pretty much over, and now there's like all the important like director people like sitting down and having proper like meetings.
And we're here being loud and precocious.
Yeah.
Okay, quick fire round.
Talking
next
about
question.
Jackfruit. Mindy, best taster sessions ever had. And please, Lordy, no, not crustless quiches. If she has to hear another crustless quiche story.
Someone brought in an actor fryer or an air fryer and cooked chips.
What, in the taster session?
Yep, I then did it for the next few taster sessions.
I always like the sweet stuff.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. Carrot cake we had.
When you're trying to like sit with your book on your lap in a tiny chair and then you've got a paper plate and you're trying to eat and there's no fork and there's no napkins and stuff. I mean, it depends how good your taster session is.
I mean, I have all of that there. Reusable cutlery. Because we're saving the planet. I also liked one of the tasters I did once where we had cocktails. Those in cocktails.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
I took a cake once, didn't I?
Yeah,
when
you
I got
cheesecake.
Cake.
Yes. Yeah, that was good. Yes, there is always an egg-based dish.
There is. What taster session is complete without an egg-based dish?
I'd be upset if there wasn't a crustless quiche. Is it stuck to a pan? Oh, mince pies. They were good at Christmas.
Baked oat flapjacks quite all right.
Oh, a fake Ferrero Rocher using Scan Bran.
Yeah. It sounds like a tweak right there, doesn't it?
No, we were okay with that one because you could only eat about one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what we had a few weeks ago that was amazing?
Yeah.
We had cottage cheese and jelly. Sounds rank together, doesn't it? It made the most beautiful mousse.
If you weren't vegan, I'd make it for you, but I don't think you can get vegan cottage cheese.
Yeah,
that incredible. Sounds absolutely
rank, but it wasn't. Shout out to Vera, who made it.
Wow. What else we got? Sue says, what are our trigger foods?
Chocolate, wine, crisps, cake, fat, sugar.
Mine is more around the timing. When I'm out on the move, so I feel for you, Jodie, and I'm tired, then I'm more susceptible to go for the chocolates.
Yes.
And it's almost like there's no off switch. Like, my mouth is open and there's movement happening and tasting and chewing, but I have no idea what is going on.
Yeah,
I don't count it. And then that's the bit where you don't fill it in on your food diary. Yeah. It just disappears.
And then you get surprised when you get on the scales. You're like, I should have got 6 pounds off.
Yeah, I did really well for 5 days. So anyway, I think we've covered quite a lot there, really.
I think we've covered everyone's questions. We should say we do get all your DMs, we do get all your emails, and we do read them all. And hopefully we've answered a lot of them on here. So thank you so much for getting in touch. It's really lovely to have your kind of input, isn't it?
Oh, I was just going to have a look and see what's on our next one.
I can't remember.
I'm just going to get my diary out so you can have a little cheeky...
You see, we do like to forward plan. We have now been planning.
We've actually got some structure.
Into the year 2027, haven't we? Not quite that far.
Well, if you're listening now and you haven't already hit subscribe and follow, do that right now. Are we ready? Is it in here? Yes, it's in here. Are we ready? Next episode, next week, we are talking debunking symbols. The little letters that are in your book.
Are you debunking my symbols in my kitchen?
So anyway, if you've got any thoughts on that, and in a couple of weeks, we're looking for your thoughts about supermarkets as well. Supermarket safe zones. We're going to be talking about that in a couple of weeks' time. So drop us your messages if you've any tips of how to survive shopping in supermarkets.
Don't go.
And shop online.
Yeah. Get a chef.
Yeah. Well, mine's called Anna.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's called food poisoning.
Yeah. Whatever you're up to, have a great week. Stay on plan. Don't let the self-sabotage get you.
No.
Keep supporting each other and enjoy your food.
Have a great week, gang.